Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
This is the free edition of the Coffee Break Spanish magazine. It's the 3rd of September, 2013. Estáis escuchando Coffee Break Spanish y estamos de vuelta con el último capítulo de esta temporada de la revista. This is the final episode of this series of the Coffee Break Spanish magazine, and we've got another great episode for you. Alba is asking what her interviewees would do if they found 50 euros. JP and Nayeli discuss the difference between tomar, traer and llevar. And I join Fernanda for another virtual tour, this week visiting the Aztec ruins in Mexico DF. All this and much more coming up in this episode of Coffee Break Español. Como siempre, empezamos con las entrevistas en las calles de Barcelona. Y por eso vamos a saludarle a Alba. Cuéntanos, Alba, ¿cuál es la pregunta del día?
Nuestra pregunta de hoy es, si te encontraras un billete de 50 euros, ¿qué harías con él?
So I guess this week we're going to find out just how honest our interviewees are. Si te encontraras un billete de 50 euros, if you were to find, if you came across a note, a banknote of 50 euros. So if you found 50 euros, ¿qué harías con él? What would you do with it? Él, referring to the billete. ¿Qué harías con él? What would you do with it? Let's have a listen to the responses.
No lo sé, tendría que estar en la situación.
Devolvérselo a su dueño, por supuesto. Lo buscaría. Bueno, y si no lo encontrara, pues lo mismo me lo quedaba.
Hago una fiesta e invito a mi amigo.
Ropa.
Ropa.
Sí, a ver, me lo quedaría y no sé. Esa ropa, jefe, no.
O ahorrar. No es gran cosa, pero bueno, para ahorrar luego nos puede hacer falta para algo.
Sí, yo querría ahorrar, pero me lo gastaría en ropa. La intención la tengo, yo creo.
Pues depende de dónde me lo encuentre, pero si no tengo indicios de quién puede ser el propietario, pues lo voy a guardar hasta que lo encuentre, pero de momento lo guardaría.
Some interesting answers as expected. Okay, let's take a closer look at the answers that our interviewees have given. We'll talk about each answer and look at the words and phrases and the constructions that the speakers have used.
No lo sé, tendría que estar en la situación.
So, tener que hacer algo means to have to do something. So, she's saying, tendría que estar en la situación. I would have to be in the situation. So, she's not sure how she would react. She would need to be in the situation to know exactly how she would react if she found that banknote of 50 euros. Let's listen to our next interview.
Devolvérselo a su dueño, por supuesto. Lo buscaría. Bueno, y si no lo encontrara, pues lo mismo me lo quedaba.
So it is a little complicated, this one. Devolvérselo a su dueño. I would return it, or to return it to its owner. Su dueño, its owner. Por supuesto, of course. He goes on to say, lo buscaría. Bueno, y si no lo encontrara, pues lo mismo me lo quedaba. So the final part of this, he would look for the owner, and if he didn't find the owner, then he would keep it. Let's move on and listen to our next interviewee.
Hago una fiesta e invito a mi amigo.
This interviewee says that he would throw a party and invite his friends. Okay, our next interview is with the three girls who speak quite quickly. Let's have a listen and we'll split up their answer.
Ropa. Sí, a ver, me lo quedaría y no sé. Eso, ropa, sí,
¿no? Okay, so in the first part of their answer, they're talking about ropa, spending it on ropa, clothes. They're not even entertaining the possibility of returning it to its rightful owner. Then one of the girls mentions the word ahorrar, and ahorrar means to save. So they start talking about the possibility of saving it.
O ahorrar. No es gran cosa, pero bueno, para ahorrar luego nos puede hacer falta para algo.
So she's basically saying here that she would save it because she might need it for something in the future. It could come in useful in the future. And then the third girl offers her answer.
Sí, yo querría ahorrar, pero me lo gastaría en ropa. La intención la tengo, yo creo.
So this girl is perhaps being honest here when she says this. Yo querría ahorrar, pero me lo gastaría en ropa. I would want to save, pero me lo gastaría en ropa. But I would spend it on clothes. Okay, we have one more interview to listen to. Let's have a listen to that now.
Pues depende de dónde me lo encuentre, pero si no tengo indicios de quién puede ser el propietario, pues lo voy a guardar hasta que lo encuentre, pero de momento lo guardaría.
So this interviewee starts by saying, depende de dónde me lo encuentre. It depends on where I find it. If I don't find any clues, if I don't have any clues as to who the owner may be, then I'll keep it until I find the owner. Okay, it's time now to listen once more to all of our interviewees. And at the end, we'll find out why Alba was asking that particular question today. See if you can spot the reason.
No lo sé, tendría que estar en la situación.
Devolvérselo a su dueño, por supuesto. Lo buscaría. Bueno, y si no lo encontrara, pues lo mismo me lo quedaba.
Hago una fiesta e invito a mi amigo.
Ropa. Sí, a ver, me lo quedaría y no sé. Eso, ropa, sí, no.
O ahorrar. No es gran cosa, pero bueno, para ahorrar luego nos puede hacer falta para algo.
Sí, yo querría ahorrar, pero me lo gastaría en ropa. La intención la tengo, yo creo.
Pues depende de dónde me lo encuentre, pero si no tengo indicios de quién puede ser el propietario, pues lo voy a guardar hasta que lo encuentre, pero de momento lo guardaría.
¿Quieres que te cuente un secreto? Yo me he encontrado hoy un billete de 50 euros. ¡Hasta luego!
So you've probably worked out that Alba had in fact found a 50 euro banknote herself, hence the reason for the question. She didn't, however, tell us what she did with it. Okay, let's move on. We're going to move on now to our virtual tour section of the magazine, and for this we're going to say hello to Fernanda. Hola Fernanda, ¿qué tal estás?
Hola Marc, estoy muy bien, ¿y tú?
Muy bien, gracias. Fernanda, ¿de qué lugar vamos a hablar hoy en nuestro último capítulo de esta temporada?
Bueno, como lo prometimos la semana pasada, vamos a hablar de las ruinas aztecas de Tenochtitlán en la Ciudad de México.
Esta es una de las ruinas aztecas más conocidas, ¿no?
Sí, Marc, es verdad. Las ruinas de Tenochtitlán son una de las ruinas más famosas porque este lugar era la capital azteca.
Bueno, ¿qué nos puedes contar de estas ruinas y de la historia azteca?
Bueno, la cultura azteca es una de las culturas precolombinas más importantes.
Dime, ¿precolombina? ¿Qué quiere decir?
Sí, bueno, precolombina son las culturas indígenas de América antes de la llegada de Colón.
Claro.
Sí. Bueno, su historia es más reciente, ya que data del siglo XIV. Tenochtitlán fue construida en 1325 y las ruinas fueron solamente descubiertas en 1978. Ese año se descubrieron porque unos obreros de la luz encontraron los restos de una de las esculturas y después de las ruinas del Templo Mayor.
Imagínate ir a trabajar y encontrarte con eso.
Sí, ese es considerado uno de los más grandes descubrimientos arqueológicos de Mesoamérica.
Recuérdame, ¿qué es Mesoamérica?
Mesoamérica es la región cultural de América que va desde el centro de México hasta Belice.
Qué bien. En inglés diríamos Central America, ¿o eso es otra cosa?
América Central, sí, puede que sí.
¿La misma cosa que Mesoamérica?
Mesoamérica se relaciona más con la parte de la historia y la cultura.
Vale, vale. Pues, ¿qué más podemos ver en estas ruinas?
Bueno, lamentablemente estas ruinas fueron destruidas por los colonizadores. Así que lo que vemos son literalmente ruinas, pero también son el reflejo de todo el poderío que tenía el Imperio Azteca. En estas ruinas podemos ver las pirámides, calles y las zonas dedicadas a los dioses, donde estaban los templos.
Me habías dicho que las ruinas están en la Ciudad de México, o sea, México DF.
Sí, sí. Bueno, la capital de México y también era la capital de los aztecas.
Qué buena coincidencia, entonces.
Pues sí.
Ya que estamos en la Ciudad de México, ¿qué otras actividades culturales podemos hacer?
Bueno, ya que vamos a estar viendo las ruinas aztecas, tienes que visitar el Museo del Templo Mayor. En este museo puedes ver las diferentes exposiciones relacionadas con toda la cultura azteca y también los descubrimientos arqueológicos.
Muy interesante.
Sí, bueno, también como amante del arte, tienes que ir al Museo de Frida Kahlo, en el que hay pertenencias del artista, arte popular y también piezas prehispánicas.
A mí me gusta el arte de Frida Kahlo por todos sus colores y la influencia que se puede ver de su cultura, creo.
Sí, sí, mira, y hablando de cultura y colores, los sábados en la Plaza de San Jacinto se hace un bazar. En este bazar puedes ver muestras de artesanía típica mexicana y comprar algún recuerdito.
Sí, no hay que olvidarse de los regalos para la familia y amigos.
No, no, no.
Bueno, Fernanda, ¿y cómo vas a terminar nuestro viaje por América Latina?
Como estamos en la Ciudad de México, tenemos que terminar con un broche de oro e ir a Xochimilco. Este es el lugar de las flores y allí se puede pasear en uno de sus coloridos botes o trajineras por los canales mientras disfrutamos de la buena música y comida típica.
Pues qué buena manera de terminar nuestros viajes.
Sí, con algo muy tradicional.
Bueno, Fernanda, muchas gracias por todo lo que nos has contado sobre Latinoamérica, sobre la comida, la cultura, la historia, la música, todo, todo, todo. Muchas gracias.
Pues de nada, Marco, un gusto.
Y espero que podamos volver a hablar en una nueva temporada algún día.
Sí, muy bien. Muchas gracias.
Coffee Break Español. Okay, we'll be back in just a moment. In between lessons of Coffee Break Spanish, why not check out our social media accounts? On Facebook, just search for Coffee Break Spanish. We post regular language challenges and cultural information. We are Learn Spanish on Twitter. And you can come behind the scenes with the Coffee Break team by searching for Coffee Break Languages on Instagram. Practice your Spanish and join the conversation with Coffee Break Spanish.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Okay, let's get on with the lesson. And for our final section of the magazine this week, we're turning to JP and Nayeli in Seattle, who have got an interesting listener's question to answer today.
Thanks, Mark. This is JP. I'm here with Nayeli.
Hola, JP.
Hola, Nayeli. And hola a todos ustedes. Our question today is from our listener named Gabriel, and he sent his question in audio form. So let's take a listen.
Hola a todos. La pregunta que yo tengo es, ¿qué es la diferencia entre de las palabras tomar, llevar y traer? Y hay situaciones que es mejor a utilizar a la una o la otra, porque pienso en inglés, las palabras tomar, llevar y traer son los mismos. Por ejemplo, serían como to bring, to carry, to take.
All right, Nayeli, tomar, llevar, and traer. How do you feel about these things?
It depends on where we're going, in what direction we're going, because I think that's when we use them.
I know when I'm teaching these words, it's a little tricky. To you, the differences about these words are pretty clear, right?
To me, they are. Mm-hmm. Tomar means to take.
Okay.
Por ejemplo, voy a tomar el autobús.
So I'm going to take the bus. Now, Nayeli, what if I said voy a llevar el autobús?
Llevar y traer to me mean to bring, and voy a llevar el autobús, mm-hmm, would mean, so if you were going on a trip and you ask me qué carro vas a llevar, mm-hmm, you know, which car are you bringing, what kind of a car am I getting into?
But this is like you own the bus, right?
I just have one in the backyard there. I'm moving it from my backyard to your front lawn.
Okay. I imagined that it would be with a tow truck. Okay.
No, I could drive it too.
You could drive it too and say llevar.
Correct.
Okay, but you're not paying a fare.
I'm physically moving the bus.
Okay, so just to clarify, tomar el autobús means to take the bus as in looking at the schedule and paying the fare and you're the passenger. Llevar o traer el autobús means that you're the owner of it and you're going to bring it over to my place.
The actual bus.
The actual physical bus. Okay.
Correcto.
Now, the bus example seems a little bit ungainly. Can we try something smaller?
Let's try something smaller.
Okay.
Let's try a gift.
A gift.
Un regalo.
Okay, I like the sound of that.
Okay, so we're going to a party.
Okay. Are you going to bring a gift?
Sure. Te voy a llevar un regalo.
Okay, so that's carrying it along with you.
Correct.
Okay.
Or, again, voy a traer un regalo.
Okay, so you're bringing a gift.
Correct. And then once I get to your house, I'm going to put it on a table.
Okay.
Voy a tomar un regalo.
I'm going to go get a gift.
Or I'm going to take a gift so I can give it to you.
Exactly.
From the pile that's on the table.
So tomar is the action of grabbing it, is taking it.
Correct.
Okay. Whereas llevar is the action of carrying it. Not, mm-hmm. We're not talking about the start or the finish of the
Correct.
Carrying. We're just talking about the carrying itself. And traer, now, is it different with a person? If you're taking along a person, is it different than an object?
Yes. You don't take people.
Okay.
They're not objects.
Okay.
The exception being, mm-hmm, a baby. Voy a tomar el bebé.
Okay, I'll take the baby.
Voy a tomar el bebé is you're picking up a baby, mm-hmm, and moving it.
Okay.
Whereas, I suppose you could pick me up and move me, but we don't use that with adults.
How about llevar el bebé?
Voy a llevar al bebé al doctor.
Okay, so I'm going to take the baby to the doctor's office.
Right.
That's bring or take the baby in the sense of carrying.
And we could say voy a traer al bebé.
I'm bringing the baby to your house.
Right.
All right.
So I hope Gabriel is satisfied with our answer.
All right, Gabriel. If you or anyone else has questions, please come to our website, which is qandaspanish.com, or you can come to our Facebook page, which I think is the easiest way. Just find us on Facebook and we answer all the questions there. Oh, and if anybody's interested in leaving us an audio question like Gabriel did, don't hesitate to come to our website because you can find it there. All right, Mark, back to you.
As ever, I'd like to say thank you to JP and to Nayeli. to Fernanda and to Alba and indeed to all the people who took part in our interviews for our Pregunta del Día for this entire season of the Coffee Break Spanish magazine. Thanks to the team who helped us to put this together, and we hope, as ever, that it's been useful to you. If you're using the free version of the magazine, then do consider purchasing the premium version, which will give you access to all the bonus materials. That includes full transcripts of all the Spanish used, explanations, grammar, vocabulary, and of course access to the video version of the interviews and the extended audio. You can find out more about our premium version at coffeebreakspanishmagazine.com. If you're already listening to the premium version and taking advantage of all our bonus materials, we'd like to say muchísimas gracias, because it's through your help that we're able to bring more Spanish content to our listeners around the world. Now, this is the final episode in this season, and we are going to be announcing some hopefully very interesting news for our Spanish learners in the next few weeks. So do join us at radiolingua.com or indeed on our Facebook group at facebook.com/coffeebreakspanish and on Twitter at learnspanish, where you'll be among the first to find out about the latest news for Spanish learners. That's coming up towards the end of September 2013. And we will keep you posted on the various channels. For now, thank you once again. Muchísimas gracias y hasta la próxima.
Coffee Break Español.
This is a production of the Radio Lingua Network. Find out more at radiolingua.com.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.